God's gospel is very simple. Sometimes we make it more complicated than it needs to be because we try to silence our conscience by coming up with all kinds of rationale. I can't do this. I can't pray because I'm too busy. I can't do this because my life is too occupied. It's like the clown said, there are two ways to get to the top of an oak tree. Climb it or sit on an acorn and wait. Climbing is much more effective. And today's gospel is very simple. Jesus cures two men who have become a pariah in their society. They have been labeled demoniacs, unclean, people who are weird. We like to have our monsters around us because they make us look better than we really are. And as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, when Jesus cures these men, everybody comes out to meet him. And what do they tell him? Get out of my life. Our pigs are gone. I don't care that a human being has been saved. You ruined my profit. You messed up my business. You messed up my life. I think of myself. Sometimes human beings act worse than animals. And in today's gospel, when the Savior comes and teaches this poor little village that human life is more important than profit, more important than having someone that's so bad they make you look good, they ask him to leave. This happens throughout the gospel, that Jesus comes to town, does something good, and the people say, he's nuts. Because in the kingdom of the blind, the person who can see is called weird and unusual. We get used to so many weird things. We get used to revenge. We get used to enjoying other people's pain. And we think that's normal. And what Jesus told us is that is not normal. That you should value your life and human life over everything else. There is an urban legend about Lifesavers candy. The reason that a hole was put in the center so that if you choked on a piece of candy, the hole would allow you to keep breathing. The other urban legend is that it was made in the shape of a life preserver on a bone. But whatever it is, Jesus' message is this simple. You, your conscience, and your character is more important than anything else you achieve in business and your personal life. And at the end of your life, won't it be a wonderful thing if you say, I became a good person? That is how simple the gospel is. It is very easy for us to run and to be busy, and at the end of the day to say, how much I have achieved, instead of asking yourself the question, what kind of person have I become? In the Middle Ages, there was a saying, when the devil can't tempt you, he makes you busy. So busy that you forget what is the most important thing in your life? Who you are as a man, as a woman, as a human being. And if you can say you're a good man and a good woman, you have achieved the most important thing. You have become a good child of God. Slava Isusu Christu.